And we're back with another podcast, guys, coming at you hot on a Saturday, which it is hot.
And it is Saturday.
Hell yeah. Talk about the fight. We're watching the fight tonight. Amanda Nunes and
Felicia Spencer.
Yes, there you go. There you go. Canadian and a Brazilian.
That's right.
Yeah, Brazilian.
Now, you are team Brazilian.
Yes, and but you have some hope for the Canadian.
I think I'm team Canadian,
eh? If it makes it to the ground, the Canadian chick might have it.
She might have a shot. We're definitely going to be on opposite sides, or we're going to be in opposite corners tonight.
Is it still okay to say chick, or is that offensive?
Maybe we should just move on.
Maybe we should.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about that.
Maybe we should just jump on into it, because I'm ready to watch this fight.
Yeah, actually, can you just get the pizza started?
Yeah, I'm going to cook for you.
I need the pizza started.
Goodness.
So, because I'm hungry. I haven't eaten anything today.
All we've been through, and you're still for slavery? You fucking racist.
Definitely not for slavery. Do you want to know why I'm not for slavery? I'm going to burn my apartment complex to the ground.
Oh, right. You hear here first, guys. Tyler has felt left out in the last week. And he's about to fucking go to town.
I have a lot built up in me right now. I've been very quiet about everything. I've been taking in all
this
information.
His white privilege has just overcome him.
I haven't posted publicly about anything. I've kept it to myself. I've downloaded all this information I'm receiving. Seth, I'm ready to fucking riot over things.
Oh, hell yeah. Well, guys.
Are you going to riot with me?
Yeah, I'll be right there with you.
That's...
Running the other way.
Let's fucking burn shit to the ground. I'm ready to go.
Wow.
Things need to change, Seth.
If something crazy goes down with Tyler, you guys will know to use this as evidence. Cops, I was not involved. I had nothing to do with this. Let's just jump into that podcast before we go to jail. Please put your seats in your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter. Tyler and Seth. And here we go. And welcome back to another podcast. I am here with Tyler.
I'm here with Seth.
He looks like he's ready to do some hunting. Are you ready for hunting season, Tyler? You got your hat on?
I'm definitely not in form, if that's what you're asking.
You're not in form?
Not in form.
Why are you not in form? You just haven't been practicing?
Haven't shot.
You know, it's not as easy for you just to run over to Nana Poopa's and practice.
I know, not anymore.
And it's probably definitely not the best idea to practice in the house like you used to at your other place.
Not with a dog that's running around.
And like this is the long shot. Like, especially with the dog, she'd probably be like,
she'd freak
try
out.
To get hit.
She'd freak out. Yeah.
It's like, oh, if I get hit, he'll give me so much attention. Freaking.
I guess like I could maybe practice like right out here in this field.
Yeah, I think I would do it. In the evening when maybe you're going to get caught, but like, as long as I would do it out this way, like behind the building.
Yeah.
Would be a good option.
I got that hill that goes all the way around my apartment
complex.
Yeah, you'd
probably be okay.
Just do it on the other side of the hill. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, but definitely not in form. Have not shot my bow since last hunting season, so.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely would play, but you good chance of busting a window. I mean, you have a pretty good aim.
I would just shoot it this way.
Oh, shoot, yeah, shoot it this way. You'd be okay. Yeah. But
then I would kill my dog, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, Nala's got a couple more years on her. I'm kidding, Nala. I'm kidding. We'll give her 15 minutes before she scratches at the door just because we're not giving her enough attention.
She's a little sleepy.
Yeah.
So how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing all right. A little stressed with work, but hopefully it will work itself out.
I'm sorry, you work?
Yeah. My property is keeping me a little busy. I'm hoping to work toward not... I want someone else to manage and just work on buying my properties, which I got a person that finds it, the properties, and a person that looks at them and makes sure they're in good condition. So really, I mean, all of last year when I was buying all the houses, I didn't even go look at any of them. And I bought 8 houses last year.
Yeah, what was that? We went to go pick up rent from somebody. And you were like, this is the first time I've seen this house in person.
And it was a good looking duplex. That's my best looking duplex, too, I think.
It was pretty nice.
That brick looked sharp, but that was just a one bedroom, and I could definitely get more rent from that. But I have the same renters in there that were there when I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always easier if you have renters that are consistently paying when you buy it. You have to deal with getting new tenants and all that. So it's okay to take a little bit of a hit, but I feel like I need to raise the rent on them within the next year. But
how much is their rent? How much is their rent?
Just $400 and $425. The person that pays only $400, they're in charge of making sure the grass is cut.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a nice brick duplex, one bedroom, one bath. In fact, it's getting it took $50 off rent for this one tenant because he wants to paint. So he bought the paint himself, and you know, hopefully he does an okay job. I take that risk, but I mean,
was he going to paint the whole inside?
I don't know. It costs like $80. I told him I'd only give him credit for $50 because I don't know how well he's going to paint. I'm going to have to paint over it when it's done. You know, like what color is he choosing? Like, so I give people that option, and I feel like once you paint a place too, it feels more like home. Like
for sure.
And definitely my experience when somebody's done a good job of decorating and like painting. I've back in Arkansas, I've had the same tenants there for probably going on 6 years. Probably, maybe it's not been that long. I don't know, 3-4 years maybe. But they painted when they first got in there, and the girlfriend does a really good job of decorating. Looks so sharp. Good. They have dogs, but you wouldn't even know that there's dogs. I think they have 2 or 3 dogs, but they just are so good with taking care of the place.
I love people like that. Like, you probably wouldn't be able to tell that I had a dog.
Yeah, you're pretty clean.
I like that.
But there's the majority of people, you know, when it comes to like, you always want to get a pet deposit and.
For sure. I wish I could paint my walls in here.
Yeah, that's a big thing with apartments. More with houses, there's more fluctuation a lot of times as far as painting.
You mean flexibility?
Flexibility, fluctuation. What the fuck? I just made up a word.
Yeah, fluctuation is not the right word to use there.
Fluctuation.
Oh, yeah, because it's the thing I like about this place is it's so bright, but like the thing I don't like about this place is it's so bright.
Yeah, I would the first thing I would have done when I got this place was put up curtains. I love darkness. Yeah. I love to sleep in, which you got nice and blacked out in your room because you do go to bed when it's light out.
Yep.
But I love to be able to control the light and have it completely darked out. I love that.
Yeah, I guess that's the thing. Like, if I did get curtains, it might look a little better in here. But I do like all the natural light because, you know, I got a green thumb over there. I got a little garden going on over there.
Got your little garden. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I had those plants, they probably would have already been dead.
Absolutely.
I'm bad at the details. I'm bad at the details, but I love business and hopefully doing some growing this year. So I'm excited. Well,
if you think about it, plants are like a little business.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You got the root system, which is the foundation of your company, right?
Mm-hmm.
You need good soil. You need good people to run your business, right? You've got to add water to it. You got to fertilize your soil.
Yeah. Well, you got plants business, business on my mind, so you know what I'm going to bring up.
Oh, my God.
Coffee house.
Okay.
We got to do, next few years, man, we got to pull the trigger on the coffee house. So if I'm able to get funny, too, man, I'm definitely going to be, too, once I hit if I'm bringing, because when it comes to my job, it's residual, not a ton of work, definitely some stress, but not a ton of work on my side, and I get that residual income coming every month, and that hopefully that should be doubling in the next year.
So we really haven't
crazy.
We haven't pinpointed a location,
which I found a really nice a building that's between here and Fremont, where we have family that lives in Fremont, and. Really sharp-looking downtown building. It was only $100,000. Had an apartment or two above it,
mm-hmm.
and then a nice business space down below.
I'll rent that out.
Which is freaking amazing. So, which you're interested in just living above it too, right, aren't you?
I would love to live.
You would rent it yourself, yeah. Which, that would be amazing. And then I have to cut you a deal. Fuck.
Well, of course you would. Of course.
Well, which we'll make up with by having you there for the business anyways. But I mean, like,
I'm thinking like maybe you pay me to actually live up there. I don't know. It's weird.
Well, it's going to be different. If you're going to be my employee. Yeah. Like that, definitely less risk for you. And you like, you can just make that could work out well because like say start off, I'm just paying you $2,000 a month, you know, $500-$600 goes toward your rent and I'm only having to pay you $1,500 out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
To run the place, and then we try to make it where it's worth your while. You're only working a certain amount of hours, and coffee out just during the prime times, and you have pay somebody, you know, minimum wage to $10 an hour to work with you.
Minimum wage. We would never do that to somebody.
No, I wouldn't want to. Yeah. I would like to be able to.
What is minimum wage now?
Unless you're making crazy tips, though. It'd be like,
do you know what minimum is right now?
I think it's still 7-something. No. Unless it's different here in Ohio. It's still 7 in Arkansas. It's probably 8-something here, right?
That's low.
I think you're...
Is that really what it's at?
For, it might be 9 here. I don't know. It's different. I know Arkansas, you know, that's in the south. Like, it's definitely lower income, but the cost of living is cheaper there, too. I mean...
$8.55.
Yeah, I bet it's... Look up for Arkansas. I bet it's either $7.40 or $7.25, unless it popped up and I didn't know it. I'm curious about that. But yeah, having some employees having their own coffee place, that would be
$9.25.
But,
$9.25.
In Arkansas?
Mm-hmm.
It's higher there than here?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
California, it's 12.
Man.
Do you know that? California, $12 is minimum?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, it's pretty easy to get a job paying $20 an hour, but you're going to pay $1,000 at least for a decent place.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Or, well, $1,000 is probably a shitty place. A nice place would be $1,500 probably.
Yeah.
I remember checking out Vine because I was just curious. All the Vine stars lived on Vine in the Vine apartments, and it's on Vine Street. And so, like, all the Viners that switched over to YouTube and stuff, and there's a whole interesting story, too, about them. They were kind of took down. They collectively were part of why Vine went under, because they pulled out of it. But that's another story. But it's an interesting story.
Wait, so they all left Vine?
Yeah, it's interesting.
To go to YouTube.
I'll tell the story.
Okay.
But what I was going to say is I checked out. What it would be like, I would just be amazing to just walk down to my apartment and, cause I mean, I definitely want to make my own movies. That's my ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
I've just, Phil, yeah, you're chasing your dreams by going out there and there's a risk. But then, too, like, I'd rather be smart and work toward making my business more successful where I can just fund my own movie. Would be even just more amazing too, but yeah. So I think it was like for a one bedroom apartment, it was like $2,000. Maybe it was $1,600 for one. Really, that might have even been a studio, but I think there might not have been any cheaper. It's probably gone up since then, because having all those Vine stars probably upped the value of the place too. Because you got all these celebrities, you're just walking down, you just run into other YouTubers and Viners and stuff. But
how much do you think my place would cost?
Logan lived there. There?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? You would instantly think more than double, but it depends where it is. Like where that probably $2,000 at least. There, like in Hollywood.
I could see it.
It's crazy.
I'm already halfway there.
But I would. Me and a friend talked about moving there, and that's definitely be the way to go too. Is like get a get a friend to go to, you know, get a two bedroom. When Logan had his place, his best friend who is Mark Doner, shout out to Mark Doner. He does really good videos, and he did camera work for Logan, but he lived in his closet when he first moved out to Hollywood, basically just rented the apartment.
Damn.
And they had like several people. I'm guessing that
sounds terrible.
Yeah, they had four or five people living in like a two-bedroom apartment. But it was like two levels, too. So it was a sharp apartment. But that was probably at least
$3,000 to $4,000. Yeah, that's the price you pay when you move out there. You live with a shit ton of people, and you live in a small place.
Yeah, and he probably has a $10 to $20 million house now. And he bought a ranch like further away in an undisclosed location for $1 million. $1,001,000 was what he said.
$1,001,000
to just be different, but what? Let me just turn off.
Yeah, I think it like disconnected or something.
Yeah. So the story of Vine, which I got the breakdown of the story from YouTube from a person that was on the just knew was around all these Vine stars, mm-hmm. and a group of them got together because you weren't getting paid by Vine.
Correct.
You could like advertise for companies, and then they would pay you. Like but I think Vine, Logan got as much as like $300,000 for doing like a but Vine commercial.
Vine doesn't see any of that money.
Vine does not see any of that money. Vine was not monetizing, which that's one thing that. TikTok is doing better, and
does TikTok every monetize?
Time you, yep. Every time, I don't know if the I don't know if the people loading up content if they're making any money off of it. I know that they've. I've heard like David Dobrik was paid just to go to Vine, or I'm sorry, to go. He was a Viner too, but paid to start
go to TikTok. Yeah, okay.
So this whole quarantine, he's been uploading on TikTok. It's kind of been his replacement. And that, in fact, that could be partly why he hasn't done any videos because he's focused on TikTok and then his Instagram stories. He does those quite a bit. Those can be basically like a mini version of his videos.
You know that if you're a government employee, like you're not even allowed to have TikTok on your phone?
Really?
Yeah. Because it's a Chinese company.
Oh, it is a Chinese company, is
yeah.
it? Oh. Yeah, they're probably taking all kinds of data. Like,
it's weird.
My phone's probably at risk.
Some
my,
weird my, stuff
my
in there.
My phone just starts sizzling.
Uh-huh.
Ni hao.
Alexa shuts That's a down.
Hello in Chinese. But anyways, so a group of Viners that wanted to, you know, just not upload for free anymore, even though they could get some advertising, they're doing fine. They're making money. They all got together. There was like a group of 10 or more maybe. And they each wanted to be paid $1 million on Vine to upload at a certain frequency, to so much content every month, or they would leave Vine. Vine was about to pull the plug and do it, about to pay them, because they were, I mean, this was like Batch, King Batch, who was like
I definitely don't biggest. Know any of these people. So.
He's the which he's gone mainstream. He's been in a number of movies. And it was hilarious. I was just watching the one of the episodes of Walking Dead, which I'm still into, which a lot of people stopped watching, but I very much got it back into it. And he just popped up. King Batch, shout out to him. He was a Vine star. But so there was a group of them. And they each wanted $1 million, and they said they would leave if they didn't get their money because, well, for one thing, they were already working on making YouTube happen, and right. they can get paid, you know, anywhere from 10 to – or anywhere from – $2, usually on $2 to $10 if you're, you know, have enough ads or, you know, you're that big of a star, make that user-friendly content now is the big thing for every 1,000 views. And that adds up when you're getting millions of views.
Sure.
And Vine decided to not do it, and which has upset a lot of other Vine stars because there is, you know, hundreds of big stars that were hitting it big on Vine, and they were left out of this small niche. You know, there's probably not all the biggest ones in there.
It's almost like they created a union.
Yeah, and strike. They all lived in the same building and collaborated together, and they each were able to grow more and more too, because, I mean, that's the way to do it. That's why I have music stars, you know, featuring this person, because I'm able to bring all that person's stars and make... That's how I've gotten popular... become new fans of certain artists by being featured on somebody I really like.
Yeah.
And Vine went completely under a year later, within a year or two later. Because they all just pulled off there and just went to YouTube.
That is wild. They're just like a group of people
could
that are popular on an app.
$1 million. They bought that for... Twitter bought that for
Twitter.
It might have been close to $1 billion.
Hold
on, I don't
Twitter
know.
Purchased TikTok.
Yeah, Twitter purchased Vine.
Really, I didn't know that.
And I just don't understand. Like, why didn't they just monetize it? Like, start taking ads. Do whatever you can to take ads, rather than letting a company that was still pretty popular, but it was taking a big hit because all these stars, you know, weren't left. You know, at that time, that was kind of like broke the camel's back. They weren't getting ad.
So it says Vine founder, who left his company in 2015, took to Twitter to express his disappointment in the social media firm's decision to kill Vine, the product it bought in 2012 for $30 million.
Okay, only $30
million. $30
million. But if it's at its height, it was probably easily worth... I would say one issue that it's only worth that is because it wasn't being monetized.
Yeah.
They were making no money from it. So, yeah, you scan through TikTok, which is basically the replacement. A longer version, you can do... They're short, long. Nothing's usually, you know, like 6 seconds like it was on Vine. Usually the shortest videos will, for the most part, will be at least 10 seconds.
I definitely blame Vine for our short attention spans.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Not that we already did have an issue with that, but definitely made it worse. It justified our entertainment and be able to do that. And there goes Nala scratching at the door because we aren't giving it. Nala, come here. You don't have to go outside, but I'll give you some attention. You want to see a word or two? The podcasters? Hey, we appreciate you guys. I don't know if we talked about it. We switched it over to Anchor. That's going well. We can really assess the age. And we got to be consistent. That's one thing. We got to be consistent. So we're back to two.
I'm sorry. Are you doing an ad right now? Did you just break off into an ad?
I know. I just broke into an ad. But I'm just excited to be on Vine.
We're not on Vine. We're not on Vine. Don't listen to Seth.
Anchor. And it doesn't cost anything, which is nice. We were paying a membership with SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
But so the big hit we take is that we're not on SoundCloud. We don't have a way of uploading to SoundCloud. So
nobody uses SoundCloud anyways, right?
Dude, we were getting half our viewers. So really, we lost a number of viewers. I got to post an Instagram post telling those people, like, please come over and get us on Spotify.
Now, do you have iTunes. The Anchor app on your phone?
I do.
So I don't. What is it? Like,
yeah, just
super user-friendly?
Yeah, super user-friendly. Yeah, okay. Just probably as easy as what you're dealing with on your... Yeah, you need to download that because I'm logged in.
Well, I use Spotify now, so...
You use it through Spotify?
I use Spotify app for my podcast now.
Oh, so you're uploading right through Spotify?
No. I'm talking about like when I listen to podcasts.
Oh, listen, yeah.
Yeah. I just use Spotify.
It's nice to have it on your phone because you can look at all our stats and stuff right through the app. So that's convenient. But then again, you might start looking at it too much like me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't need to do that. I usually only check like statistics when I actually upload.
Yeah, and it's fun to see, you know, like we definitely, the day after we get a lot of listens, like we had a big spike. Just coming back to... The big thing was coming back because we hadn't uploaded in a month. So we're sorry about that, guys. But we're back to a regular schedule. So Tuesdays and Thursdays.
We're going to change Thursdays.
We're going to change that to Friday, right?
Yeah.
Friday or Saturday, I would say.
One of the two.
Tyler's off on Saturday, so it makes it easy for Saturday.
Yeah, and just because rehearsals are brutal.
And it worked out really well today, too. I was exhausted and stressed out yesterday because I had a property issue.
Well, why don't we just do like Fridays? Because I don't work Saturdays, except for this Saturday I worked.
Yeah. So, and then if something happens Friday, we'll definitely do it Saturday.
Yeah, for sure.
So uploads on Tuesdays and Fridays, and for the most part, we record that day, and then we post that same day.
Yep.
Unless Tyler's exhausted, and I'll post the next day. But so we're back now 2 weeks.
Are we consistent?
Consistent.
Yeah.
For 2 weeks. Whatever. So I'm gonna give us a hand clap after a month solid. You know.
Sure.
We're cutting it close. It is Saturday today. Worked out well though because we're watching the fight tonight.
Yeah, dude. Are you excited for these fights?
I'm excited. Yeah, Amanda Nunes. I'm not familiar with the other chick, but Amanda Nunes is amazing. She is hardcore. I don't see her not winning.
We were just watching the previews or whatever.
Yeah, the previews. They'll probably have some during the fights too.
Yeah. But the last time that Seth and I watched the fights, bless you, Nala. Last time we watched the fights, we actually did something for the first time, which was actually fun, but it didn't last very long because Seth came late. But we watched the fight companion alongside the UFC fight. I thought that was.
Or no, you didn't see that, but I did, right?
No, I saw it. You didn't see it.
Oh, you saw the fight companion? No, I saw the fight
companion. The last time that we watched a UFC fight. No, I was sitting in my living room and I was watching it and you weren't here yet.
Oh, yeah, because why was I not getting here?
Where were you at? You were just not here. You were just not here.
And then I got stuck behind a...
Train.
Train.
Yep. For whatever reason, you just were not here.
It was earlier than I thought. I didn't realize how early it was.
Maybe that's what it was.
It was a fight earlier in the day, and I mistook what time it started.
But that was That was fun, and I think we need to definitely do that again.
But yeah, I watched it by myself though.
You did watch a couple weeks ago. Okay.
I think you were working, so you were exhausted. I think you were passed out because you were going to work. I think at Newton, you were going to work at midnight.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's our big thing today. We're watching the fight.
I'm excited for the Cody Garbrandt fight. Do you know who that is? Cody Garbrandt.
Is he on the main card?
Yeah, he's on the main card.
Okay, cool.
I'm excited for him.
Fight's about to start here pretty soon.
The prelims are going to start here at 6, yeah.
Yeah, 6. I need
the main event, not till 10. But I like Cody. I've watched him fight a few times. You know the one, dude, the one that you missed, the one that you weren't here, what is this dude's name? I think it's Aloe Vera? Not to be mistaken by the Aloe Vera plant. shit, I forget what his name was. But dude, you missed a hell of a fight that night. Really? I've never seen somebody in the octagon so calm and like in control the entire time. Like you ever watch two guys fight in the UFC and like one of them is clearly dominating and like maybe you've got one guy like on top in like full guard. I think that's the right term, full guard, I don't fucking know. But you got like one guy on top just beating the shit out of somebody, and then the guy underneath, you can look at him and be like, oh yeah, this guy's stressed out, right? Or this guy maybe is not 100% sure on what to do in this situation. I was watching this dude fight the entire time, so calm, so collected. He was winning from his back on the ground because he was constantly controlling his breathing the entire time. The look on his face was so calm and collected. I've never seen anything like it before.
That's crazy.
Very impressive. What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to get it casted for us, so it's already up. But yeah, so we're watching the fight tonight. I'm making some homemade pizza. Should be good. We're having some rum and coke. So,
well, we're on rum and coke now. Yeah, should be a nice. I said we're on the rum and coke right now.
Oh, hell yeah. But for some reason, you're...
Are you casting it through ESPN right now?
YouTube TV right now.
YouTube TV.
Maybe I should just go ahead and try to switch over since about...
Switch over, yeah, because it should be starting here any soon. Or any minute here.
But yeah. So that should be fun tonight. Amanda Nunes has kicked some ass. Who did she took out? She took out somebody that... I don't know, she didn't get to fight... Did she fight Ronda Rousey? She might have. One of her last fights. I can't remember. But she definitely kicked somebody's ass that fought Ronda Rousey. Man, I miss Ronda Rousey. She was amazing. Such a bummer that she, like... Man, once she lost her first fight, like...
I think,
but girls are just getting stronger and stronger.
What she did is she paved the way for a new generation of women fighters.
She definitely did. Yes. That was the big thing. And she was amazing. She was an amazing fighter. She hadn't lost a fight, and she was taken out within less than 2 minutes, like by a kick, which I love amazing kicks. Mm-hmm. And I guess there was a tell. I heard that there was a tell, and she was waiting for that tell, and then she just went for that kick. Like there was an opening when there was a chance for her to go in for the kick, and man, who was that? That was the preacher. They call her the preacher's daughter. I forget her name offhand.
That was her nickname, the preacher's daughter.
Preacher's daughter, yeah. Yeah, boy.
Figured out, yeah.
Oh yeah, so I was excited to talk about UFC because I was watching on the way over. I was watching TMZ. And Dana White came on, and of course they started prodding him about Fight Island. I think we might have talked about it in the podcast before, but the first Island is coming up. So I don't know, or it might have just been something I mentioned to you, but he'd been talking about this for a while. It kind of came about because of Corona and stuff, like having, you know, where they have complete control or whatever, have an island to go to, and then just be, I mean, freaking Fight Island. That sounds awesome. And the first fight, July 11th.
But we don't know where the island is.
Don't know where the island is. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they're going to disclose where the island is. But supposedly they're about to start showing pictures. So I think that it's gonna come out where it is. But I think it's going to be a privately owned island, probably.
But they're okay, so if it's soon, they've already got a structure there to fight in.
Yeah, and supposedly one of the arenas are right on the beach. That would be freaking insane.
That would be, it'd be like Fight Club.
I know, yeah, like Fight Club, or like makes me think of another Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. But
so he said this to TMZ.
What's that?
Dana White said this to TMZ.
Yeah. Yep, so he's supposed to be releasing the first pictures of it to them before too long. So, but I'm excited about it. So,
what do you think of
first fight, July 11th.
What do you think of Dana White?
Amazing businessman.
Okay.
Like, a great guy to have is the, you know, I like when the CEO is a big part of, you know,
the operation.
Of the operation like that. And it looks like it's something you can believe in.
Yeah.
When the owner, and, well, he's I think, they sold it out, so he might not even have ownership at all of it. But I don't think he would ever get fired. Like, when you have somebody that is the CEO of a company that is out front to take the hits,
mm-hmm.
to fight for his fighters, to fight for his employees, and to, you know, give being a face of the company, it's amazing. I love it. And he's just so involved, you know. He's always
something
there
as
the
simple as just being involved in the weigh-ins.
He's always at all the fights.
Yep, all the fights, all the weigh-ins. Yep. Like, that's... I don't know.
Maybe
it's a good testament to who he is.
The lower fights he might not be there for, I think, sometimes. But definitely for all these fights they've been doing here lately, he's definitely been at every single one of those. But that's been amazing. For him to come back to bring back UFC when we need it, when there's no sports going on. Mm-hmm. And, like, ESPN, other than freaking what, the beanbags toss.
The
what is that game called?
Cornhole.
Yeah, other than that, on freaking ESPN, this is the first sport to come back.
People
which
were
is so funny.
Starving for entertainment.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Like, there's probably thousands of people watching cornhole. Like, for the first time, something like that is being...
That was a good mixed drink, sir.
Great, glad you enjoyed it.
It's a good mixed drink. I'm going to make me another one.
You do that, sir. But yeah, so, should be good fights. What else is going on in our lives? Nobody gives a shit. Come on now, Tyler. Don't be an asshole. I know you can't help it. Tyler's asshole is always showing. His asshole is always showing.
What is that supposed to mean?
Just think about it, Tyler. Just think about
it.
All the time? Yeah, Tyler. You're naked. No, your asshole is showing. Oh my gosh. Good times. Good times. Oops. I'm trying to set this thing up, but Tyler, anything else to add before we wrap up this podcast so we can watch this fight, which I'm having issues putting up?
Let me think.
Tyler, gosh, guys, apologize for Tyler. He has special needs. He's got some special needs. I don't want to use the word I'm not supposed to. I'm going to be a good boy. But
hey, knock that off.
What?
Knock that off.
What?
I don't got special needs.
Oh, okay. That's cute. Uh-oh.
Hey, now.
Here it comes.
That's not our content. Hey, now.
Uh-oh. Not
that's,
our content.
That's not our content.
Not our content.
Not when we're getting paid for stuff, right? Nope. Not our... Nope. 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 Nope.
It's not one to connect. Am I not on the Wi-Fi?
Excuse us, guys. Seth is electronically challenged
I
here.
I guess so.
And actually has been since he's entered my apartment today. Could not, for whatever reason, put his Apple gift card into iTunes.
The range of this is a piece of shit.
I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, hold up. Are they still separated?
That's going to be so stupid if they are. They all get tested 3 times before the fight. Like, and then anybody's wearing masks.
So I didn't know this. I guess... they are still separated because of the virus. My internet's fine. Yeah, dude, did you see the last UFC that had no audience? Did you say yes?
Yeah.
There's such a weird thing. You can hear everything. You can hear, like, the coaches explaining to the fighters what to do. And, like, the other fighter... and everybody else can hear. It's so weird.
Yeah, yeah. I think Rogan talked about it on some of his podcasts, but he said he really liked it. And it was funny too, because I think a fighter or two took a tip from one of the announcers and was able to use it.
Yeah, because you can hear the announcers.
You can hear the announcers.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was able to take a tip from one of the announcers.
That's so strange.
Winala has one eye open right now. What the fuck is she doing? Oh, is this one of her fake injury things? She does this thing where she pretends.
Not fake injure.
I swear she does. Look at her. She pretends like she's hurt. Is she hurt?
No, she keeps rubbing her eye.
Oh, okay. Maybe she's rubbing her eye. Okay.
No, come on.
I feel like she would be the dog that would fake an injury, though.
Stop rubbing your eye.
She would definitely throw her body in front of your arrow. guys, we're going to watch this fight, so podcast might be a little shorter than normal, but we got some amazing fights. Spencer is the fight. So it's Amanda Nunes.
Felicia Spencer.
Which is Canadian. Amanda Nunes is Brazilian, which she has two. She must like. Oh, there she
okay,
goes.
Okay, so she did.
The
okay.
last, I think that was Ronda Rousey's last fight was against Amanda Nunes, and she got fucking destroyed.
Yeah, she got lit up. I remember that.
And
she's a bad woman, wait, huh?
Did she take out Oh, and she took out her too.
Yeah.
That's the preacher's daughter.
That was the preacher's daughter.
That okay. is the chick that was the first one to beat Ronda Rousey.
And she's kind of cute, huh?
Oh, Spencer is, yeah. She's about to get
Felicia
that
Spencer?
Rocked.
No, don't say that.
By Amanda Nunes, I would say I would definitely put my money on Amanda Nunes, but I haven't really seen
She looks like a submission artist.
Ooh, yeah, so if she gets her to the ground. Oh, losing to Chris Cyborg, which everybody lost. Now, this is my question. Has Amanda Nunes fought Cyborg? Maybe she beat Cyborg.
I don't know.
But Cyborg is a freak. She's a freak.
Dude, have you ever seen the funny, like at the weigh-ins? Have you ever seen some of those weigh-ins when like the two fighters come face-to-face and like, see what they do? Some of those are so strange.
There's some funny videos online, too, where somebody scared the shit out of Dana White.
Yeah.
Because he went to go, like, Dana White jumps back, scares the shit out of him when the fighters. He's, like, just messing around, like, oh, he's throwing a ball upside down. And then he goes, back, or something like that. And Dana White, like, freaks the fuck out.
So
like,
strange.
I think it's a video called Dana White gets pranked or something, and there's like a number of them.
it's a good mind game to play on your opponent, I guess.
Did I ever tell you about the first fight ever of the UFC? It was a guy that was a sumo wrestler really fought this other guy, or he might not have been a sumo wrestler, but he looked like a sumo wrestler. He's a Hawaiian guy, big guy.
Samoan.
He was the first Samoan. He was in the first UFC fight ever, but he is. He or was, what's it, Hawaii 5-0, the new one? Have you ever watched the new Hawaii 5-0?
I've never watched it.
There's a guy on there that has like a really lovable teddy bear, big, gigantic guy. And he has like a food truck on there that's really popular. And he's one of the characters. And he knows everybody on the island, so they use him for inside information and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he was part of the first UFC ever, and he
That's
got
so
rocked.
Random.
He got
rocked.
Destroyed, big time. Yep, there was no weight classes back then.
Anybody fought anybody,
and there was no rules.
Mm.
You just threw him in there, and boom. And I think too, if you won, you kept fighting. That might be mistaken.
No, that definitely used to be a thing. If you won, you kept fighting. People would fight multiple times in one night.
Yeah, it was crazy. It's crazy.
That's not healthy.
So with this corona, it's just been everything. It's very exciting with UFC coming back. The NBA has been working on something where they're going to have like 6-8 games a day, and they're all going to be down in Disney World. There, no people in the audience. They're just going to lock all the players away, test them, and keep them safe. Safe. And knock out the rest of create their own playoffs. I think they're going to have a few games. Only a certain amount of the teams are going to be playing, and they're going to knock it out, I think, in less than a month and have the playoffs or whatever. So that's about to go down here in the next month.
It would be so weird to watch. I guess that's not weird. Have you ever watched a basketball game in, like, a court or in a... What's the word I'm looking for? In a stadium, but, like, there's no audience? Do you know what it sounds like?
Oh, yeah, it's going to sound empty. You're going to hear, like... That ball is going to be so loud bouncing.
You're going to hear the ball? You're going to hear the squeaks of the shoes?
Yeah, the squeak. Oh, it's going to be crazy. Yeah. And what I brought up, too, I was like, dude, July 11th. I can't talk. I've had one drink.
I know.
I've had anything today, though. July 11th, I'll buy that fight. We have got to watch that because that is going to be – unless – I think they have two – so that's going to be the first Fight Island fight is July 11th. And so I don't know, like, I think they have two different arenas, but one is supposed to be, like, right on the beach. And that would be freaking amazing. So I'm guessing they'll probably have a lot of, like, rich people pay good money to come out there for it. I'm guessing that's probably how they're going to have it set up. Because they can make their own rules or whatever. They'll still be careful, probably, enough. They'll probably test all these people to come there.
But how the fuck did we just go from basketball back to UFC?
Just... You know, talking about...
How did you make that transition?
Just talking about the coronavirus and how, you know...
How the fuck did you just make that transition?
Unscripted banter, baby. Shove it up your asshole. And that's the podcast, guys.
I'm ending it. I'm just fucking ending it after that.
You're not ending shit, bitch.
Seth, where can we find you?
Man, you can find me right here watching this fight. Unscripted banter... I can't even talk.
Yeah, fuck you.
On Instagram, guys. Sorry, we're not on SoundCloud anymore, so you're definitely not listening to us on SoundCloud right now. Share us with your friends, man. Share us our craziness with your friends, or maybe you don't want to admit to your friends that you listen to us. There's a chance of that
too. I wouldn't. Definitely don't say anything, dude. You'll have to give me the login information again on Instagram. I got a new phone.
Oh, really?
So I don't have the... I can't. You've got control of Unscripted Banter Instagram right now.
Yeah, well, you never fucking post, you asshole.
I don't post, but I still visit. By the way, for anybody curious on my new phone...
No one gives a shit. Let's wrap up the podcast.
No, hold up. I have been...
Which is funny. You can't see the color of it because it's a nice red.
Oh, dude, it's nice, right? I have been an avid iPhone 7 Plus user for the past 4 years.
You need some kind of case that... shows more of the color for the back. You gotta figure out something.
I transitioned. This is just a small transition until the iPhone 12 comes out, but I bought the new iPhone SE product red. Dude, the red looks nice, right?
It looks really sharp.
Yeah, I've always looked at them. I never thought I would own the product
red.
That's
my favorite color red.
It's nice. I like it.
Oh my gosh. Scared the shit up. Nala, shut the fuck up.
But it looks...
I literally jumped. Looks
beautiful. The Apple is all...
Oh, and that's for... that's the red for AIDS.
Well, so right now it's all for coronavirus.
Oh, it's all for coronavirus now. Oh, it switched over.
Yep, switched over.
Yeah, more people dying from that.
All for AIDS. That invisible disease that doesn't exist, coronavirus. Anyways, you can find me...
Oh, shit. You've been watching some conspiracy videos?
You can find me, TLuns5, on Twitter and Instagram. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. Nala, is there any... Where'd you go?
I guess next podcast will be a conspiracy podcast. Tyler must have some news for us.
Nah, it's just...
It is an interesting thing to talk about. I know nobody gives a shit. Like, the same people that were freaking the fuck out, not wanting to be near each other, those are the same people that are, like, in the streets.
Yeah.
On each other's backs.
Either way, check out our website.
I'm all for protesting, but I'm not for the... the rioting. That's fucked up. But yeah, there's some interesting things to talk about that. But hey, next podcast.
That's
another time.
Another place.
That's beautiful, Tyler.
Thanks. Yeah, that's all I got. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. We love you fuckers. Have a great week.